So just to start with a slight introduction, Rosh Yeshiva that Sal told us that in Sabak and the Kaido, you weren't allowed to pick your own sugya to say a chabura, because that would be too easy to pick your own sugya. So the other members of the Kaido would pick a sugya for you. So he said that Rav David, for whatever reason, he used to give the other members of the Kaido a very hard time when they said a chabura. So they, I don't say they took revenge, that's not the right word, but they said, okay, you give us such a hard time. So when they picked sugyas for him, he says they pedafka picked very, very difficult sugyas to say a chabura. So either they gave him like the hardest sugyas in Shas, then nothing made sense, or they gave him a sugya which was so simple, it was just Gemara Rashi, there was nothing on it to say. So Rashiva said that Rav David used to say that the simple sugyas are his best chaburas, because there's a emunas hashkafa, emunas hachamim, that everything in the Torah, if you delve into, there's amkas. So that they gave Rav David his chabura, say it, here, say a chiddush on this sugya, and it looks like it's just Pasha Gemara Rashi. But okay. So Rabbi Kleinerman gave me, took revenge on me, and he gave me a sugya that superficial looks very simple. But we'll try and make it complicated, right? Try and find it. So I just want to read the Gemara with Gemara Rashi. I don't want to do the Taisus. Taisus might have a little, you know, I read the Taisus, just the beginning of the Gemara. The Gemara brings us a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that you're not mevatel from Puravu unless you have children. Look at the Machlokes, Bishar, Beisido, how many children? So let's read the Gemara. But yesh lo banim b'pruvu mi'batel, mi'isha lo batel. The Gemara makes what seems like a pretty clear-cut diak. It says in the Mishnah, lo yivatu adam mi'pruvu. So it says, but it doesn't say lo yivatu adam mi'isha. So it's mashma that if you have children, you can't be mevatel from pruvu unless you have children. Mashma, if you have children, you could be mevatel from pruvu. But isha, which is a bigger bittel, not to be married, mashma, you cannot be bato. So it's Messiah, Rav Nachman, and Shmuel. Damar api sheish adam kama bonim, osan ama blo isha, shenemar loto beyos adam nevada. The Rambam says that this is a din derabbanan, it's a, just an asmachta from the pasuk, and it's rabbanan made a takana that you should have an isha, so you shouldn't have hirurit. So they have a diak in the Mishnah, that since it says only bito from Puravu, it doesn't mention bito from being married, that no matter what, even if you have children, you should be married. Ika di Amre, there's another lashon that they make the exact opposite diak. For yesh lo banim, batam mi pri rivya, ubatam nami mi isha. They make the opposite diak. So superficially, Gemara makes no sense. The first diak was perfect, the beautiful diak. It says, lo yivatu adam mipru revivya, mashma only discussing pru revivya, but not isha. Second diak doesn't seem to make any sense. How can it be diak that mevato mipru revivya ume isha? No one ever mentioned bito isha. So how does Gemara make, so how could the ikadami make such a diak? It's just the opposite of the first diak. Taivis asked Akasha, okay? Mm-hmm. Very hard to know what Taivis is answering, and I don't want to get into it because I want to make life simpler, but it's very unclear what the diak is. And especially because you have the first diak. So even the way Taivis explains it, there's a different diak, but what do you do with the first diak? Okay, but let's continue. We're just reading over the Gemara. Name of the Abbe Chifta Rav Nachman Shmuel. So now that we have this opposite diak, so it's a tshufta from Nachman and Shmuel. He says, no, it's not a tshufta. Ain't no banim, no si isha no banim. Yesh no banim, no si isha de la bas banim. Okay, so it's not a, in the, basically seemingly saying like they said before, that you should marry an isha she'en la bas banim. Nafkamina, limkor sefer Torah b'shul banim. So now what's the nafkamina between Yesh lo banim and ain't no banim? So the nafkamina for a sefer Torah. Okay. Says Rashi, Rashi says that, let's read the second Rashi, Limkar Sefer Torah, Kidei Lisa Isha Lisa Basbanim. That if you want to marry an Isha Basbanim, then you have to even go ahead and sell a Sefer Torah. But if you have Banim Lo Yimkar, you don't sell the Sefer Torah, and a Yisa Kara Zakena. So Rashi throws in Vimyesh Rabbanim Lo Yimkor. So the mashmos of Rashi is mashma Vimyesh Rabbanim Lo Yimkor and a Yisa Kara Ozakena. But what if it's a question of not for selling a Sefer Torah? What if it means just you can easily marry Yesh Lo Banim or Ein Lo Banim? So Rashi is very strongly mashma, which is what Tavis says too, that you should go ahead and marry the woman of Yesh Lo Banim in order to have children. It's only if you're, so it comes out, just to summarize the Gemara before we go into the Iyun here, it seems that there are three levels. There's a person who doesn't have banim, there's a mitzvah deraisa, approved review, to have children. That's a mitzvah deraisa. For that mitzvah deraisa, you're mechuyev to sell a sefer Torah, to go ahead and get married. If you have children, then there's two other mitzvahs floating around. There's one mitzvah of being married. It doesn't make a difference whether it's Yesh Lo Banim, Ein Lo Banim, to avoid having hearer. Okay. And now there's another mitzvah that you should go ahead and get married so you should have children. Gemara mentions clearly on Samad Beis, that there's a mitzvah of having more children, even though a person fulfilled Pruvu. There's a mitzvah of Sheves. Rambam says it's because every time you have a child, you're bringing a whole new life in the world. We had last year in Baba Basra that Sheves, as Taifa says, is a mitzvah gedot, mitzvah rabbah. It's an unusual mitzvah, special, greater than most mitzvahs, even though it's only drabbanan, it's a special mitzvah. So therefore, what Rashi's mashma, that for the mitzvah of Sheves, you would also be mechuyev to marry a woman with children, if you could. Just if you don't have money, then you don't sell a sefer Torah. Right? So, if you didn't do Mekayim Pruvu, then you have to even sell a Sefer Torah to Mekayim Pruvu. If you have children, so if you can afford it, you have money, seen some Rashi, you should go ahead and marry a woman who has Yesh Lo Banim. If you can't afford it, and the only way you can afford it is by selling a Sefer Torah, so you don't sell a Sefer Torah, and you marry an Isha that can't have children. And there's another mitzvah of marrying an Isha, so in order to avoid hearing. Okay? That's the Gemara. So there are three different mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of Pruvu, Deraisa, mitzvah of Sheves, of having extra children, Drabanan, because every child is a Olam Ole, and there's a mitzvah of avoiding hearer, which is an Asmachta from a Pasuk of Lo Tov Yosod Levado, that you should stay married. Okay. That's a simple Gemara. I had two questions on the Gemara, which I wanted, they might be connected. One question is what we sort of mentioned, is what was the second Ikka D'Amrei? The first Ikka D'Amrei Lashon is obvious. They make a diik. Lo yavatu adam ipru revya. That's only Priya Rivya, but if you have children, you could be Mevato from Priya Rivya. Mashma from marriage, you can't be Mevato. Very fine diik. But how did the Gemara, the Ikka D'Amrei, make a diik? Doesn't say anywhere in the Mishnah, Batal Nami Meisha. So Tosfos says a pshat, that there is a diik, because otherwise they should have written something else in the Mishnah. Okay, I don't really want to spend time being Marech. Taifas of Pshat, there's some Kasha and Taifas of Pshat, but my Nitiya, obviously it's not a proof, is that Rashi does not hold the typhus as pshat. Because Rashi, when he explains the first diyuk, he goes ahead and explains the diyuk, midiktani meisha lo pato, midiktani lo yivato adam ipriya rivya, and vidoktani lo yivato adam meisha. So Rashi speaks out the diyuk. According to Tosfos, the second diyuk is a similar type of diyuk, because it says this and it doesn't say something else. But it's a much more difficult diyuk, much more, and Rashi doesn't say it. So it's somewhat strange. In other words, if you have the exact same kasha in two places in the Gemara makes a diyuk. The first place they make the diyuk is obvious. The second place they make a similar type of diyuk, but the diyuk is very unobvious, very unclear. So it's very strange that Rashi would explain the first diyuk and not explain the second. If Rashi's nervous that a person would not make this diyuk in the Lashon, and therefore he was worried that you would miss the first diyuk, and you wouldn't realize that, oh, it could have written something else, and in fact it didn't write something else, it implies that that's not true, then you should have surely been worried that you wouldn't make the second diyuk. Right? Tosfos goes ahead, obviously, has to say both. Other Rishonim only say the second and not the first. The first is Tosfos Rishonim, I think, doesn't even bother making the first, the only the second, I think. Rashi is somewhat strange in that he goes ahead and he's marich to explain the first diyuk, even though the first diyuk is relatively obvious and simple. Now the second diyuk, which is in the same pattern, so to speak, the first diyuk is if the halacha would be that you're allowed to mivato from isha, it should have written something else. The second diyuk, the way Tosfos explains it, is the same type of diyuk, that if the halacha is that you're not obligated to mivato from isha, should have written something else. But it's a much more complicated diyuk of what it should have written. So if Rashi feels that you have to explain out this diyuk so people will understand what it should have written, what it could have written, so it's like strange a little bit that Rashi explains the obvious diyuk, and the second one, which is not obvious, he leaves out. So I'd like to try and explain maybe a different way of learning the Gemara, that the second, we'll see, the second one's not really a diyuk, and therefore you don't have to explain it. Okay, but that's the first question, which is not the strongest question. Why did Rashi not explain the second diyuk? Tosfos explains the second diyuk. Rashi explains the first diyuk. Doesn't explain the second diyuk. All the Rishonim explain the second. Don't even bother explaining the first. Rashi explains the first diyuk, which is relatively simple, and the second diyuk he just completely leaves out. The second Ikat Amre. How did Rashi understand the second Ikat Amre? Okay. The second question. It's about it like this. The Gemara at the end in the second Lashon says, Nafkamina Vimkor Sefer Torah B'Shul Ban. What's the Gemara at the end saying? The Gemara is saying that Yeshlo Banim, you marry an Isha Bas Banim. I'm sorry, Yesh Eino Banim, you marry an Isha Bas Banim. Yesh lo banim, no se isha la bas banim. Now, if Kamina limkor sefer Torah, so Tosfos already points out, we don't need this sefer, we already have an afkamina. Ain lo banim, you no se isha bas banim. Yesh lo banim, you no se isha la bas banim. But the Gemara is adding, seems like Tosfos is, at least in his first shot for sure, that the Gemara is just adding that you should know that the halacha is that if ain't no banim, so not only are you obligated to marry an isha bas banim, but you even have to sell a sefer Torah for that. And that's what Tosfos, at least in his first pshat, says clearly, that the Gemara is just adding that when it's ain't no banim, and you're mechuyev to go ahead and get married an isha sheish no banim, you should know that you have to go ahead and sell a Sefer Torah. What about when it's ain't no bonim? Doesn't say. Obviously, you don't have to sell a Sefer. I'm sorry, when it's yesh lo bonim, I said it wrong. That's when it's ain't no bonim. So when it's ain't no bonim, it's saying you have to even sell a Sefer Torah because you got to get the mitzvah prudavu. Mashma, when it's yesh lo bonim, you don't have to sell a Sefer Torah. That's the mashmos of the Gemara. Rashi says, seems to say, but again, but Rashi's mashma that if you don't need to sell a Sefer Torah, then you go ahead and you should marry an Isha Sheish Lo Banim. Tosfos clearly speaks that out in the Tosfos Nafka Mina. The end of Tavis Nafa, the Martz and the Fido Yeshua Banim, the Oida Mitzvah Lisa Bas Banim. And at the Moida, heck, the third Imker Sefer Torah, that you don't have to. In other words, and that's really the Mashmos of the Gemara, right? Saying that the only time you have to sell a Sefer Torah is for Eino Banim. Yesh lo banim, you don't have to sell a Sefer Torah, but if it's not a question of selling a Sefer Torah, then you should do it. That's, Tavis says it beferish, Rashi implies it, lo yimkor, but the mashma that if it's, you don't need to sell a Sefer Torah, then of course you should go ahead and marry an Isha sheyesh lo banim. My problem is that the Rashi before, in Divrei Maskil Meisha Lo Bato, Rashi says, Hayesh Lo Banim Meisha Lo Bato, to start Lisa Isha. You have to, if you have Yesh Lo Banim, you have to go ahead and marry, get married, to avoid hearing. Avo Ein Sarach Lachzer Acher Ruya De Banim. So Rashi, in the first Lashon, seems to say, Ein Sarach Lachzer Acher Ruya De Banim, that there's no reason to look for a woman who's Ruya De Banim. Rashi doesn't say that you don't have to sell a Sefer Torah. Rashi says, Ein Sarach Lachzer Acher Ruya De Banim, which means that there's no reason whatsoever to look for a Ruya De Banim. The mashmos of Rashi is, even if you have money, and you can afford it, and there's no reason, even if it doesn't cost extra money, ain't Sarach Lachzer Acher Ruya De Banim. There's no Indian to look for a Dafka Ruya De Banim. In the second Lashon, Rashi says, Im Yesh Lo Banim Lo Yimkor. You don't sell a Sefer Torah. But otherwise, of course you're supposed to be marry a woman like Banim, like Tosfos said. So Rashi seems to be creating a machlokes here for lechayre, no reason whatsoever. Rashi is for making that in the, according to the Gemara's first lashon, if you have banim, there's absolutely no reason to go ahead. Ain't sarach lachzer. You're not obligated to look for a woman of yesh lo banim. No chiyuv. In the second lashon, which the Gemara ends up, the Gemara works out that both the Shonas come out the same. They're both coming out like Rav Nachman and Shmuel. There's no machlokes seemingly in the Gemara, just two different in the beginnings of the step. But in the second step in the Gemara, Rashi's mashma, like Tosfos says, that if Yesh Lo Banim, you don't sell a Sefer Torah. But if you don't have, but otherwise, you should get married to an Isha Sheyesh Lo Banim. So why in the world does Rashi create this machlokes between the, in the Gemara? No, there's absolutely no reason to make such a machlokes. Rashi, if the Gemara, if there's a mashmos, assuming there's a mashmos in the second in the Gemara, the second lashon, that even if it's ain lo banim, if it's yesh lo banim, you're supposed to try and marry a woman with children. It's only, you don't have to sell a Sefer Torah. So he should have assumed the first Lashon held the same way. But there's no reason to make a machlokes here. There's nothing indicating a machlokes. So where does Rashi come along to make what seems like a machlokes between the first to two Ikud Amres in the Gemara, that according to the first Ikud Amre, there's absolutely no reason to marry a woman. You don't have to go ahead and look for a woman who's ruined upon it once you have children. According to the second Lashon, Ikud Amre, if it's a question of selling a Sefer Torah, you don't have to. But if it's not a question of selling a Sefer Torah, of course you should go ahead and look for an Isha she can have children. Where does Rashi see in the Gemara this machlokes? Okay. So those are my two problems. Okay. So let's see, we'll try and say this. So to go back to the first problem, what was the Gemara's diyuk? That the Gemara wanted to say that Ikud Amre, Hoyesh Labanim, Batal Mipri Rivyu, Batal Nami Meisha. Where do they see Batal Nami Meisha? It doesn't say anything in the Mishnah mention a word about Isha. It just says Batal Mipri Rivyu. So where do they see Batal Nami Meisha? Where do we see that Batal Nami? I'm sorry, this is the second Lashon, right? The second Lashon. Where do they see Batal Nami Meisha? So I want to say like this. The second Lashon, as Rashi is mashma, says, holds that even if you have children, there's a mitzvah of Sheves that you should try and have more children. Mari brings later, in Sama Fei, that there's a mitzvah, even if you fulfill Pri Ravu, there's a mitzvah to try and have more children. So now there's a tremendous kasha on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Lo yivatu adam ipri revu, enem ken yesh lo banim. Mashma, if you have banim, you're mevatu. Why are you mevatu? There's a mitzvah of Sheves. You should have more children. So what if you fulfilled pruvu? Very nice you fulfilled pruvu. But there's a mitzvah of having more children. Just being a person, halacha lemaisa, that's I think what we hold. A person has pruvu. And now he says, okay, I want to go ahead and stop having children. You know, you're not supposed to do that. There's a mitzvah of Sheves. You're supposed to try and still continue having children. There's a mitzvah. The Rambam says every child is an odah mole. It's a mitzvah gedayla. So how did the Mishnah doesn't make sense. Mishnah says the yivatu adam ipruvu, and again yesh lo banim. Mashma, if you have children, then you can move out there and prove it. Why you move out there? You have to admit to have more children. So the second Lashon has only one answer for this question. You know why you can be move out there and prove it, even though there's a mitzvah Shabbos? Because we have a rule in mitzvahs that by mitzvahs there's a shear of how much mesiras nefesh you have to do for the sake of the mitzvah. The mitzvah costs, if you have to, how much money you have to spend, how much tircha you have to go, how much sar you have to suffer. And of course, it depends on whether it's a mitzvah deraisa, mitzvah derabanan. There are different shiurim. Peruvu is a mitzvah deraisa. For that, you didn't have to divorce your wife, which is even more than which is a tremendous mesiras nefesh. Because if your wife is not, it seems to not have children after 10 years, to divorce her, that's tremendous mesiras nefesh. Yeah, because it's a tremendous mitzvah deraisa. For a mitzvah derabanan, we wouldn't go that far, whatever. So the second Lashon says like this. Says in the Mishnah that if you have children, you don't have to go ahead and try and have more children. Why not? Why not? You should be mekuyev. Sheves. Terence says, because it's difficult to have more children because that entails you can't have more children without getting married. And I don't want to, getting married, we got to be careful what we say, but that's not so easy, right? Getting married is a very big, difficult, a person who's single and has no intention of getting married. And now you go ahead and tell him, you should get your mechuyev to get married, have children. You're changing my whole lifestyle. That's a tremendous mesiras nefesh. So the second lashon said as follows. It says in the Mishnah that we. This is what the second lashon is saying. Hoyesh lo banim batam mipri rivyu. Why are you batam mipri rivyu? Because you're batam nami meisha. Because you don't have to be married. If you don't have to be married, we're not going to mechayev you to go ahead and go and get married for the sake of having children for a chiyuv drabbanan. Azavayk, you don't go for the din drabbanan of Sheves, but you have to go ahead and change your whole lifestyle and go ahead and get married to have children. But if the din would be that you're mechayev to get married anyway in order to avoid hearer, so then what's the big deal? So you're getting married anyway, so you can marry an Isha Sheyesh Rabbanim, an Isha Sheyin Rabbanim, Emroi Rabbanim. So of course, you'd be Mechuyiv to marry an Isha Sheyruya Rabbanim and be Mekayim Sheves. So the second Lashon holds that the fact that I'm not Mechuyiv to go ahead and to go and have children, the only possible explanation is because I'm not Mechuyiv to get married. And that's already a tremendous tircha to go ahead for the Rabbanan, Dikadin of Sheves, to go ahead, which is to have children. You don't obligate the guy who's single to go ahead and get married. But if, so that means he's not mechuyev to get married. But if you're going to tell me he's mechuyev to get married anyway, I'll hear her, I'll tell the other Nevado, so then it doesn't make sense. So then to marry Yisha Sheish Rabbanim, Sheish Roy Rabbanim. So that's his diik. That's the diik of the Amri. It's not a diik in the lashon. The diik in the lashon is like the first lashon, but this is a diik in svara. Rashi doesn't have to explain it because this is just as common sense. It just follows. If you're telling me that you don't have to, Rashi, the diik in lashon, Rashi feels the diik in lashon is not so obvious. But this is, it just follows. If you're telling me I don't have to have children, obviously the reason must be is because I don't have to get married. Why else do I have to get children? To the mitzvah they get to have children. Says the Gemara. The Gemara is doicha this. The Gemara says, no, it's no riot. Why is it no riot? Because it could be that there's a chiyuv to get married. Except because to avoid hearing. Except you could go ahead and marry an Isha Shein Obanim. Why in the world should a person marry an Isha Shein Obanim? Go marry an Isha Shein Obanim. Oh, because we're talking about a Nimcher Sefer Torah. So now the Gemara is answering the Diyak. The whole Diyak Kasha was, why in the world do you go ahead? If you anyway have to get married because of hearer, so let me go ahead and marry an Isha Sheish Rabbanim. Taratis is talking about, we're making an Ukimta, that the Mishnah is talking about a case where the person can only afford to marry an Isha Sheish Rabbanim if he's going to have to sell a Sefer Torah. And selling a Sefer Torah is also a very serious thing. So for the mitzvah of Sheves, we're not going to tell you to sell a Sefer Torah. But of course, if it wouldn't be for selling a Sefer Torah, then you're right. Then we wouldn't make it tell you to go ahead and marry an Isha Sheish Rabbanim. So what comes out as follows is that the whole second diyuk was predicated on the fact that there's a chiyuv to have children. And that's how we go ahead and know that they wanted the medayik from the Mishnah that there's no chiyuv to get married. And the only way they were able to be doicha that diyuk is by saying that the Mishnah is talking about a case where you have to sell a Sefer Torah. And therefore, it is anyway, sell a Sefer Torah for Shabbos, we don't go. So there's no diyuk. But the first Lashon, who did not make this diyuk, so what is the machlokes between the first Lashon and the second Lashon? Obviously the first Lashon didn't hold that there's a mitzvah of having children. So therefore Rashi is very good in why Rashi makes it clear the machlokes. The first Lashon had never made the diyuk. The first Lashon that said that stam it makes sense that you're mechuyev to get married, but you're allowed to marry an Isha Shein, you don't have to go ahead and marry, and you're still allowed to be involved in Prenavu, even though you're allowed to get married, but you're allowed to go ahead, even though you're mechuyev to get married, but you're allowed to marry an Isha Shein, how come? Obviously because he doesn't hold the chiyuv of having children. So therefore Rashi says clearly that the first Lashon holds Ein Tzorech Lachzor Acher Ruyat Abanim. Because otherwise if he would hold you have to Mechuyat, he would have the Diyuk of the second person. then if you're mechuyev to have a ruya on that bottom, so then go ahead and marry that because you're mechuyev. So the Mishnah one doesn't make sense. So the first lashon that reads the Mishnah that if yesh lo banim, you marry an isha but not a ruya banim. Obviously, because he doesn't hold that the mitzvah of having children that after pre-ruvu, he holds that once you're mekayim pre-ruvu, that's it, you fulfill the mitzvah. But the second lashon, Gufa says that's not true. Second lashon says that there is a mitzvah of having children after pre-ruvu. Mimele, he says that the diyak from the Mishnah, if anything, is mashma fumfakir. The fact that the Mishnah says that you don't have to have children, the only possible explanation that could be is you don't have to get married. And therefore, it's too big of a tercha, too big of an expense, too big of a change in your whole lifestyle to fulfill pre-ruvu. Because if you would have to get married, then of course you have to have children. The Mara answers in Okimta that that's not a raya, because it could be that it means to have to sell a Sefer Torah. For that, we don't expect you to do. So Meda, we answered both questions. We have a Miyashe, how Rashi understood the Gemara's diak of the Ika Amre, and where Rashi sees that there's a machlokes in Halacha between the two Ika Amres, whether or not you're mechuyev to be matriach to have children when you already fulfilled the mitzvah pre-ruvu. That was clear.
Do you have a machlokes about the mitzvah of Shabbos?
You can explain it more, but okay. So I will try to be super simple. There's a Gemara later says that Rabbi Yosef.